Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We were discussing yesterday that if you have an area of pasul schach, of invalid schach, that's a foot by a foot, it could render the entire sukkah invalid. So imagine the following circumstance. Let's say it's not a foot by a foot, but it's smaller than that, and it's hanging over the middle of your sukkah. So, okay, it's not going to render the sukkah invalid, because the measure to render it invalid is four tvachim, about a foot. Is there a problem sitting under it? Is there not a problem sitting under it? Because you just told me that, you know, I'm not really considered sitting under the kosher schach, I'm sitting under the pasul schach. So what we hold is if the area of schach pasul is less than three tvachim is about 10 inches, 9 inches in this context. If the area of schach pasul is less than three tvachim, then you could really sit directly under it and it would be fine, because less than three tvachim is considered such an insignificant amount of space that it's considered you're sitting under the kosher schach. But if it was more than three tvachim, but less than a foot, so then the halacha would be that it didn't render the sukkah invalid, but you shouldn't sit under that specific spot. That's how that halacha would play out. Okay, another very important halacha when it comes to pasul schach is a halacha Moshe Masinai, something orally transmitted to Moshe at Har Sinai, and it was passed on subsequently to the later generations, which is fascinating. It's called Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma literally means a curved wall, which means as follows. Imagine the following situation. You have a sukkah that's built up against the wall of your house. There's an overhang extending, and your schach is on the level with your overhang. Your schach is even with the overhang. Okay. And, you know, but the sukkah runs all the way up to the wall of the house. So the last edge of the sukkah is underneath the overhang. So, okay, so how do we view the overhang? Okay, we should view the overhang as pasul schach, and if the overhang is covering an area of a foot by a foot of the sukkah, we should have a major problem. That's what you would think. But then we have the halacha of Dofen Akuma, and Dofen Akuma says as follows, that as long as your pasul schach is within four amos is 6 feet, is within four amos to the edge of your sukkah, and it's at the edge of your sukkah, as long as it doesn't extend beyond four amos from the edge of your sukkah, it's considered not schach, but it's considered an extension of your wall. And it's dofen akuma, literally the wall is considered to curve, which means if you visualize that circumstance of the schach, the good schach leading into the overhang, halachically, we would not view the overhang as pasul schach, as long as it didn't extend beyond 6 feet from the edge. We would view the overhang as an extension of the wall of your house, which means that your sukkah would still be kosher. This is true for any schach pasul at the edge up to 6 feet away from the edge. It's a fascinating halacha. It saves many, many a sukkah. The one thing to keep in mind, though, is our practice is we don't sit under the Dofen Akuma. So this would mean that the overhang wouldn't render the sukkah invalid, but a person obligated in sukkah should not be sitting under the overhang. And even if a person was not obligated in sukkah, it would be inappropriate to make the bracha of the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah if they were sitting under the overhang. But that's a good thing to keep in mind. There's an interesting question that arises, which is, can you say Dofen Akuma if the overhang is higher than the schach? In other words, that's all fine and well in the example that we gave, that the overhang is really on level with the schach. But in most cases, it's not what happens. In most cases, the overhang is higher than the schach. So it is discussed, but there's many, many opinions that are lenient that say, yes, you can indeed say Dofen Akuma, even if the pasul schach of which we speak is higher than the level of the schach. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.